Other changes may be less clear-cut, but will be hard to undo because they were backed by powerful constituencies even before the pandemic. One example is the further unpicking of the Eurozone Pact that is supposed to impose discipline on the member states' borrowing. Likewise, Britain has taken its railways under state control, a step that is supposed to be temporary but which may never be retracted. More worrying is the spread of bad habits. Governments may retreat into autarky. Some fear running out of the ingredients for medicines, many of which are made in China. Russia has imposed a temporary ban on exporting grain. Industrialists and politicians have lost trust in supply chains. It is but a small step from there to long-term state support for the national champions that will have just been bailed out by taxpayers. Trade's prospects are already dim. All this would further cloud them and the recovery. And in the long term, a vast and lasting expansion of the state together with dramatically higher public debt is likely to lead to a lumbering, less dynamic kind of capitalism. But that is not the biggest problem. The greater worries lie elsewhere, in the abuse of office and the threats to freedom. Some politicians are already making power grabs, as in Hungary, where the government is seeking an indefinite state of emergency. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, appears to see the crisis as a chance to evade a trial for corruption. The most worrying is the dissemination of intrusive surveillance. Invasive data collection and processing will spread because it offers a real edge in managing the disease. But they also require the state to have routine access to citizens' medical and electronic records. The temptation will be to use surveillance after the pandemic, much as anti-terror legislation was extended after 9/11. This might start with tracing TB cases or drug dealers. Surveillance may well be needed to cope with COVID-19. Rules with sunset clauses and scrutiny built in can help stop it at that. But the main defence against the overmighty state in tech and the economy will be citizens themselves. They must remember that a pandemic government is not fit for everyday life.